Blog Talk Radio.
Radio show. I'm Bill. Today's show, we're going to be talking about magic, also investigation to the Atacama human side. Before we get started, we're going to do a sound check to make sure we sound okay. So please amuse yourselves just for a moment. Okay, it looks like there's a bit of a problem. Sound scrambled, so we'll just have to recall into the show. If anyone wants to call, you can hear me. Give us a call on Skype number 347-215-8421. So bear with us. We'll play a song, and we're going to recall again.
Oh, food is good here. Oh, food is good here.
Well, welcome back. Let me just do the sound check. It's just all crazy hectic here. One moment while I still check the sound again. One second. Okay, one second. Okay, I think we're sounding all right. We're going to go with that. It's just stupid.
Yes, it's frustrating. Oh, my gosh. Today is just... Today started out so nice, didn't it?
Yeah, it was a struggle. Nearly didn't make it onto the air a few times there, but here we are.
Yeah, let's hope that... If anybody in the room, in the chat room, Eclipse Ian left. But if anybody
please
else...
Yeah,
let's
rude.
Know. Let us know how we sound.
Yeah, if anybody can let us know if we're sounding better, let me just ask. There's somebody there called Dexus. Let me just ask them.
Yeah.
We're all waiting on you, Dexus.
How do we
sound? No pressure.
Sound? How do we sound? No pressure.
Sounding okay? Any minute. Yes. Hey,
yay!
Thank you.
Wonderful. Thank you so much.
Right.
So much. Okay. Well, today's show is going to be a lot of fun. Today's show, we're going to be talking about magic today.
Believe in magic.
We're also going to be talking about the magic in today, like the power of now. We'll be talking about that. Also, a friend of mine had a dream. A little while ago, where she was in this little town out in the desert, okay? And Isabella Rossellini was there, and she gave her this wonderfully extensive set of coloring pencils and drawing pencils. And she started drawing on her sketch pad. And as she drew, the sketch pad got bigger and bigger and bigger, and she kept drawing and making these beautiful pictures until she realized that, almost a little terrified, that the sketch pad wasn't getting bigger, that she was actually getting smaller. And she said that she was about 3 feet tall by the time she finished, and the drawing was completely gorgeous. But she was really tiny, so she was trying to find Isabella Rossellini to ask her what had happened before she vanished. And the rest of the dream, she was on a quest to find an eraser so she could start erasing the drawing and getting back to her normal size. And she said that the whole time that she's scouring the little town for an eraser, she's getting dive bombed by big hungry birds and having to run from building to building, taking cover wherever she could because, you know, she couldn't find an eraser in the town. But anyway, so doesn't that sound awesome? Isn't that a cool dream?
This sounds kind of a bit like Alice in Wonderland, or is there a hidden meaning? Does that mean her work is going to be bigger and more than she can handle? Or is it the wrong kind of work and it make it feel small?
Well, I actually kind of felt like when I was hearing it and when I was imagining it, to me it kind of sounds like over the years she's starting to realize that, you know, that she really doesn't matter in the world. I know that sounds kind of crappy. But it just kind of sounds like, you know, you can try to fight and you can try to, you know, fix problems or, you know, that are huge, or you can just take advantage of the microcosm of a universe that you do have and love the people that you love and just, you know, control whatever it is that you can control because, you know, in the big picture, you know, one person, I mean, I know it sounds crappy and I don't mean that we don't matter, but the thing is that when it comes to the world, and I don't mean people, I mean just the world or the universe as an entity, as a, you know, one person is just a person. You know what I mean? It's like sometimes we try to give ourselves credit for, you know, mattering in a big way when we matter in a big way in a small universe. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
You know? I mean, I think it's a really cool dream. You know, we also think we're invincible at one point, and then the more we go along, we realize that we're not invincible, but we matter to, you know, people in a smaller scale, but it's a big thing. Like, you know, our universe is our beds, our pillows, our shoes, our clothes, our jewelry, the people that we care about, you know, most of us. That's our universe, and we don't have to matter, you know, the big picture necessarily. But when I say that, I don't mean that we shouldn't be recycling and we shouldn't be taking care of our part, our portion of the planet. I mean, this is, yeah, this is, you know, this is something else. This is something else. But
I guess,
what were you going to say?
I guess our universe, our personal universe, individualized universe, is limited by our comprehension.
Right.
Of what we believe our universe is. We're going to talk about magic shortly. Can we get into some?
Let's get caught up with the things that are going on, and then yes, we're going to start talking about magic, and we're just going to be talking about the future, and we're going to talk about now and all that.
Sorry, I was over a swim there. It's been hot, so hot here. Unfortunately, I've actually got a week off work.
Yay.
Which is a rarity. Not quite as rare as yours. But it's so hot, and I'm grateful of the weather being so warm over here. It's like 30 degrees C or whatever it is in Fahrenheit, a billion. I don't know. Centigrade Celsius. I'm grateful of that, but I kind of realized that I really wouldn't be able to function very well in a foreign country where it was really hot all the time.
Right.
It's just too much. It's too much, and I'm all red. Sunburn.
Yeah,
but it's
you are.
Good. It's
you're
good.
Redneck.
I was out having fish and chips today, and got myself an ice cream from real Jersey clowns. Jersey clowns. Jersey cows as well. And they're guinea pigs and rabbits and hens and calves and stuff. That was nice. And I actually bought a bird feeder the other day, like half a coconut with like this coconut fat and bird seed and stuff stuck into it. It's been out my window for about 3 days now, and nothing's touched it. No flies, no birds. It's really weird. I don't want it.
Because what's wrong with it?
They just need to discover it's there and then spread the word and it'll be gone. But I'm kind of worried because I've got it hanging on my window handle that opens, pushes out, and I'm worried that all these birds are going to start coming through the window. Because it's strange that I do get like the attacks of birds sometimes trying to get in through my windows all the time, like pigeons and all kinds of things.
Yeah.
So. Anyway, I'm off work this week. I've not been quite up to date in the past couple of days of current events, so if there's anything important going on, I may have missed it because I've been off doing other things. But I can tell you about some other things that have been going on over the past few weeks. Here's something that happened over a couple of days. Amazingly preserved woolly mammoth found frozen in Siberia after 39,000 years goes on display in Tokyo, and it's still woolly. A female woolly mammoth, which was found frozen in Russia in May, has gone on display in an exhibition hall in Tokyo. 39,000-year-old mammoth will be on display in the hall in Yokohama in the south of the Japanese city from the 13th of July until September the 16th. If you want to go and see that, get over there. Visitors and tourists will be able to come and view the extinct creature that was discovered in an ice tomb in the New Siberian Islands. On Novosibirsk Islands earlier this year. Parts of the carcass are especially well preserved because they remained entirely frozen for thousands of years. This means that the shape of the mammoth is intact, including its hair, which gave the mammoth its woolly name. However, the upper torso and two legs, which were found in the soil rather than the ice, were gnawed by prehistoric and modern predators and almost did not survive. Visitors to the hall will also be able to clearly see the mammoth's snout, legs, and torso. assigned to Sufana Mammoth in May were also able to extract a blood sample from the beast. It was the first ever well-deserved sample of blood from a woolly mammoth and could be used to recreate the extinct species. The blood was sealed inside ice beneath the carcass of the female mammoth. Preserved muscle tissue was also found from the creature aged 50 to 60. When she died.
What?
They're starting to get a little personal here. She was 50 or 60.
Wait a minute, let me read that again. Preserved muscle tissue was also found from the creature aged between 50 and 60 when she died, according to the Russian team who made the discovery on the island's coast. So the same is between 50 and 60 years old. But it looks small. It's like the size of a baby elephant.
That's not very mammoth, is it?
No, maybe it's a pygmy woolly mammoth. This says here, as if it died yesterday. Must have had a really bad day. It was walking like that. Damn. Fashion designers Dolce & Gabbana jailed for 20 months. After
what?
Being... What? Fashion designers Dolce & Gabbana jailed for 20 months after being convicted for $850 million tax evasion.
What?
Black and white stripes could be...
$850 million?
In tax evasion.
What?
The designers were both handed 20 months terms for failing to pay the Italian authorities €408 million or $350 million. Wait a minute. Why does it say 850? That's somebody who's here we go. In one of the few high profile tax cases to reach court in Italy, Domenico Dolce and Stefano Gabbana, who count Kylie Minogue and Kate Moss among their celebrity fans, were convicted of failing to declare royalties of about €1 billion. So there you go, yeah.
What?
But that's only right, you know. I mean, tax
that
evasion.
That is so much money.
I know. I mean, you know, that's how much money I'm making a year. It's not. But,
that's how much money that you make in a day.
Well, you know, at least justice is being brought about to these people. I know tax is always a dodgy kind of subject. You know, some people don't think it's right, and I could do without it, to be honest with you. But why should they get away with it?
I'm not saying that anybody should get away with it except for myself. But no, seriously though, that is so much money.
I know. But don't anyone Starbucks or something. Something about Starbucks recently as well. What's going on with it? Everybody does it. Google, Starbucks, you know, all the big companies aren't paying their tax that they should be. Well, they're paying like a very small, like 0.001 percentage tax on like whatever. Yeah.
Right. Well, okay. Okay. Let's bring it down just a little bit.
Break it down now.
Break it down. Let's talk a little bit about magic. We got some people in the queue, and we see you. The first person that we're going to talk to is in area code 203. So, you know, just you know. But, you know, one of the things that we're going to be talking about today is magic and also the future and, you know, the power of right now. And, you know, one of the things that, you know, I think everybody has, well, maybe not everyone, but many of us have thought about this in some way, but the future isn't real. It doesn't exist. You never really know anything about the future until it's the past. You know, if you think about it, this is the future for 2 weeks ago. You know what I mean? So basically, we go to sleep and it's today, and we wake up and it's still today. So when we as people are thinking about the future, so to speak, we've got to really, really respect and appreciate and embrace the power of now. Basically, the magic that actually is today.
Well, I really should mention that. I was just going to say, the problem with, you know, premonitions,
mm-hmm.
just made me think there of the future. You don't know it's a premonition until it's happened. Majority of the time.
Exactly.
It's like, I had this crazy dream last night, and then it comes true, and you're like, it was a premonition, but I didn't know it was going to be a premonition, so.
Right.
But sometimes you get these feelings like, I've had them before and managed to stop something happening before
right.
it all went wrong. I guess you just have the feelings, but I mean, what is magic and how do we define what magic is?
Well, like somebody in the chat room said, I believe in magic. Law of attraction, is that magic? Well, I mean, you know, magic is nature. Magic is quantum physics. Magic is, you know, if I do this, this will happen, or if I do this, this will happen, or, you know, even, you know, there's different types of magic out there where, you know, people practice different things to, you know, to get a certain type of result, to, you know, to get energy flowing, to get the energy flow, meditation, manifesting, you know, no matter what arena. I mean, even if you're a Christian and you're praying, you know, you're praying for things to happen. That's a form of magic as well. So, you know, anything that involves you having a desire where you push your energy to create, you know, with your will to create something happen, it's magical too. And, you know, I noticed that, geez, it's like things come in waves. I think probably for the past, oh my goodness, maybe two months, I've had more people requesting magic or, you know, spells or whatever you want to call it than I've had in a really, really, really long time. It comes in waves. So, you know, if, you know, and I always try to encourage people to do things for themselves. You know, there's something to be said about sacrifice, whether it's a sacrifice of your time, your energy. You know, it's your universe, so to speak, so who's better to impact it than yourself? Sometimes it's good to have people help you. That's why circles or triangles or squares or, just people that we work with. But you have to trust the energy that they put out there. I mean, there's very few people that I trust to manifest with, just because you have to trust where that energy is coming from. So, you know, if anybody wants to talk about something like that, give us a call. If anybody is interested in learning how to do certain things or having a method to the madness or even just, you know, having some, you know, work done, period, you know, get in touch with us. But you know, today's show is about that. About, you know, making things happen, you know, manifesting your destiny. Destiny is what we create. Fate is something that no matter what, it's going to happen. I feel like you want to say something.
Yeah. Why did you get that feeling?
Because you're staring at me, looking at me with your...
with my cold eyes. Well, you know, I was just saying, I mean, what is magic? It's probably... an individual's view on something as magic. You know, something can be magic to one person and not necessarily magic to another, you know. But, like, in fact, you know, the power of manifestation, which has happened before, and I've manifested things into my life, that could be, you know, be labeled as magic.
It is.
Right?
It is.
This is what I was talking about,
you know. Willis? It is. Somebody's asking Eclipsians, saying, I would not regard the law of attraction as magic. And also Eclipsian is saying, ethically speaking, do you believe it is correct for someone to use love potion based on spells to attract people / a person? It depends on the circumstance. It really does, because before I even will agree to help somebody do something, I always want to do a reading on it to see if it's something that's even going to happen. And as Bill knows, I do everything possible to talk people out of doing magic, don't I?
That's correct, especially black magic.
Well, it's all the same thing, honestly. But it just depends on, you know, where you're coming from. But I do everything possible to talk people out of doing magic before they start, because once you get started on putting magic into a relationship or you know, manifesting to get someone to return and all that kind of stuff and et cetera, you'll be doing that forever. So, you know, it's one thing to, like, charm yourself, you know, to start working on magnetizing yourself to people and things or whatever, you know? But it's another thing when you're actually going to be going in and invasively, you know, getting somebody to come back or ripping situations apart to get things back into your place or to your favor. So, you know, it's all case by case. I'm sorry, what were you going to say here?
Don't need to apologize. I was interrupting you. But I think it's important with people, if they do manifesting, which is a form of magic, or if they're making love potions and that, it comes down to the individual, but I believe this is important to specify the other person's free will.
Right.
You don't want to be making them do something against their will, because that's not right.
Right.
So if you're doing the manifesting, you've got to make sure that you say, to your spirits, to the universe, I recognize free will.
Right.
And you don't want this person to do anything they don't want to. It's not a problem, you know, giving them a bit of an extra boost to notice you more or whatever. But like I said, you don't want to messing around with anybody's free will.
Eclipsine is saying, could you refer me to a site where I could investigate the usage of candles, incense to bring about good fortune, etc.? Probably the only site or the only place in my experience that I trust is
SatansLair.com.
Is devil.com. No, it's a place called Erzilies, and it's in New Orleans.
What?
It's E-R-Z.
I don't want to spell that.
Yeah. E-R-Z.
Sorry. I interrupted your spelling. Sorry.
Go on.
I'll be quiet.
It is E-R-Z-U-L-I-E-S. That's the only other place that I trust. And check that out. But remember, what they practice is voodoo. So, but I mean, you just got to understand what that is, and that's the only place that I would trust. What I was going to also say is that when it comes to Erzilies, one of the things that I do too is, you know, some people feel like they've been cursed or they've had somebody rip something from them, like somebody else is using stuff. And I mean, you hear about people all the time, like gypsies saying, oh yeah, you got a curse on you, blah, 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 blah. I actually do have a method of being able to tell if something has been done. So, and this, I trust my method, and you know, it's because it's what I do. And then we can kind of see what we need to do to get some things fixed in your life. But remember, it's available to everyone, and people are doing it. They're doing it big time. But, Bill, say something if you need to, and let's play a song, and then we're going to get to our callers. We're going to get to 203 and 917, okay?
That's all for now. I'll get some more stuff coming up.
Okay, great. Now, I want to, you know, keep the mood kind of pepped up. And so, Lil Man picked a song for us to play for you guys. Lil Cole.
Is that a rapper? Rapper,
Cole.
Lil Man.
Thomas. Lil Thomas. Lil Tom. Lil Tommy Cole. And we're going to play you a nice little song that he picked out. It's called 45, a slide anthem. He's 10.
Got my 45.
And he thinks that you guys are going to love it. So we'll be right back. This is Broken Earth Radio. It just kind of cut off all of a sudden, didn't it?
Yeah, I was going to, and then suddenly.
Okay, perfect. All right, now, you ready? You're going to do this, right? You're going to do this reading?
No.
You don't ever do anything.
Is that right? Better watch what you're saying.
Hi, 203, this is Broken Earth Radio. How can we help
Hello.
You?
Laughing as well. Laughing at us.
I am calling in. I think I messaged you on Facebook to let you know that your reading was accurate the last time I spoke to you back in, I want to say, April or so.
Okay.
Yeah. I called. I was up in arms about the plumbing because it was a new space. And you said there's
right.
a lot
hair
of structural
hair
issues. Yes.
Yes.
So
I
kind of
well.
Just. You were so right because about maybe 2 weeks ago, water issues started to come about. I guess there's a crack in the foundation, and apparently they try to rectify the situation before, And he got this all things basement-y place to put sub pumps in and try to, you know, negate the water from coming in here. And so we got into something with that. And I know you said something to the effect that the landlords and I would not agree with it. They don't really like to, you know, fix things and everything, but it looks like they will be. I thought immediately about the reading you gave me when you were like, I don't see you staying here very long. And I was nervous because I'm like, wait a minute, I'm new here and I want this to work. And you were like, there's a lot of issues. So now they're starting to come up.
Right.
So.
Well, that's good. I mean, you got to do what you got to do to get business going. You know what I mean? But when it comes down to it, if the place is just, you know, it's just like nobody's supposed to be in there. I mean, there's nothing they can do about that except help you out. You know what I mean? Because if you bring in inspectors to tell them, you know what, there's something wrong here, they have to do something.
I know.
That means that they have to give you money back so that you can find another place. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But you're in Connecticut. I don't know the laws of Connecticut, but, you know, it's just trust that. Just trust it. What were you going to say? I'm sorry.
So I wanted to pretty much ask if you see whether or not this business is going to be successful here. Is it pretty much going to, the situation, if it's going to be rectified? And will we be able to move forward? Because right now we're not in business. This came up. I called the health inspector, and they pretty much said, as long as your floor is wet, we're not going to inspect you. And then we went like maybe 2 weeks with nothing but water. And it wasn't like it was flooding or anything. It's just when you step on the tile, it kind of you could see it kind of oozing in from underneath. So. They came out today and stuff. So, but do you see this, like, you know, getting fixed and us moving forward here?
I want you to be very. I want you just to pay close. We're going to try to keep this very simple. Okay, I want to keep this real simple. I really see that we just need to really focus on, like, between now and the end of the month. I really do think there's going to be some changes, okay? I know that, I remember, success is a state of mind, and I don't mean that to sound acquiescent, because I really do see you being okay in the bigger picture. But that place where you are, you've got a choice here. If you want to wait around for this place to get fixed and for some things to get rectified, because remember, there's going to be issues after issues after issues. You can do that, but I really do see something happening before the end of the month where there's some things that you can actually, like, you have a choice to make a different, to take a different plan, like an escape route, so to speak.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, I do.
Okay.
But remember, you're going to be okay, but I know you're still dealing with this right now, like we were just talking about. There's no such thing as a future, really. It's just like you wake up today and you go to sleep today, you wake up today. Changes happen in between our sleep, so to speak. But I really do see that he's going to be, you know, so frustrated with some things that he's going to give you an out.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, the thing is that I've invested money already, and it was hard to find this location and to, you know, start all over trying to find another location. I've actually started looking last week just to see what was out there. And, you know, I'm looking around in this place. We did so much to it as far as renovations and everything. I spent, you know, a great deal of money, so... I feel like that's going to be wasted.
I really do understand. And like I said, if you want to stay there, the thing is, though, that there's still going to be issues that are just coming. There's just, it's just more and more and more.
Yeah.
And it's just like, gosh, you know, so you're going to get an out. All I can do is tell you what I see, sweetie. okay? You're going to get an out by the end of the month, and so you're going to have to sit back and think about if it's worth it for you to stay or just go someplace where you fit in, that you're not going to have to deal with, you know, rigging stuff up and patching things up and hoping that when you walk in there your place isn't flooded or the ceiling hadn't fallen in. You know, it's just you're going to have some, you know, some peace of mind. And, you know, did you get any sort of renter's insurance? It's okay. I mean, you know, I don't want you to have anxiety over that question. So if you didn't, then there you go. But the thing is, like I said, you know, things are going to be better for you before you know it. But I really do see that it's because you probably just need to get the heck out of there.
Wow. But either way, I'll be okay if I do leave.
Yeah, you will. You will. I mean, if you decide to stay, you know, like I mean, there's going to be problems. There's going to be problems, and so there's a point where you're just like, gosh, I probably should have just, you know, if I could just go backwards. So just know that we have the gift of being able to see the future a little bit, the quote future, so to speak, a little bit with this situation, and it's probably better to take the out.
Okay.
Okay, but just think about it and just watch and see what happens. When you're actually being presented this and you're looking at the number that he's offering you, because you know what I mean? You'll a little bit differently. Yeah.
I probably will, yeah. if it's worth it and then I can find another place, absolutely, yeah.
Right. Okay.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much.
All right. No problem, dear. You have a good one, okay?
You too. Bye now.
Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Rico. Bye.
Thanks. Bye.
Okay, now, were we going to talk to... Okay, I think we're talking the 917 next. Is that what we said? Can you remember?
Something like that. I don't know.
Okay. 917, this is Broken Earth Radio. How can we help you?
Hi, good afternoon, Nuno. How are you, Perez?
Oh, hi, Merez.
Can you hear me okay?
Yes, we can.
Okay, great. I'm calling in today in regards to love. I just wanted to know if you see any harmony coming in the upcoming weeks or so.
Any harmony?
Okay, yes.
With you and your, with the job or with the relationship?
Oh, with the relationship, I'm sorry.
With relationship? Okay. All right. Hold on just a moment. Okay, now, the last time that you spoke to him, I'm asking you this question because when I go backward, I am either looking at, like, maybe, well, actually, you know what, either way, I think that we're looking at the same time frame because this is the beginning of, this is the 9th of July, so if I was going backward to... hold on just a moment. I need to go backward to the month of June 30. Let's say this is 30, 29, 28, 27, 26, 27th. Okay. Or we could look at it as if it was still, I guess it's still the same thing. Around the last time you spoke to him, would you know if it was the 27th of June, which is a Monday?
It could be something like that. No, it was a Wednesday. You said the 20th?
It was a Wednesday. I said the 27th.
It was the 26th because that was my birthday. So that was like, and then the 27th I did talk to him, but I didn't actually get to see him that day. So we spoke.
Okay, but did you see him on the 26th though? Because the day before, or did you? Okay, but you didn't see him on the 27th, but you saw him. I'm sorry, you talked to him. Sorry.
Right. Yeah.
Okay. And that's the last time you spoke to him. Okay. So our timing
spoke
is
to
right.
Him again, like, yesterday, but it wasn't, like, over the phone. You know,
it's
been so much confusion. Yeah, I have to, like, I want to bring the Mercury retrograde, but I don't know. It's just so
right.
much, like, confusion.
Right. Well, it does look like you guys may end up texting again on Thursday, and then it looks like you'll have another conversation, but it still looks like it's text on Sunday, and then again we're looking at next Wednesday. So it's like every 3 days or so, it looks like you guys will talk. But there's after next Wednesday, it looks like you guys talk a couple of days in a row. And then it looks like you're paused again, like there's a long break period again.
And what is, like,
so,
you know what the reading is? The reason for that?
The reason for the long break period is because of... it actually looks like it's something that you guys, like when you guys are having a conversation, whatever it is that you guys are talking about, it's like you guys have a frustrating exchange with each other. So you kind of just are like, you know, let's just not talk for a little bit. You may not actually be agreeing to that personally, but it looks like that's something that he may be saying. I mean, you could be saying it too, to be honest, but it's just like there's such frustration around that point that it just kind of seems like it's a... You know, you kind of do a little bit of a back off or a step back.
Is there, do you know if there's anything that I could do to help smooth it out or change that outcome, or it's just that's how you see it being?
Just not argue. The only way that we can, you know, sometimes things are just inevitable. Sometimes there's things that just,
you know,
but the way that this kind of looks, because I mean, I can tell that there's some frustration and some like sneaking around, you know what I mean, just to have the conversation. It just may be inevitable that you guys just reach a point where you just have to pull back for a bit and just sort of, you know, take a chill on things.
So you think that maybe he's sneaking around?
Well, I mean, he is sneaking around to talk to you.
Oh, okay.
You know, he's sneaking around to talk to you, and it's very frustrating because it's not, you know, your situation isn't just, you know, we can talk we need to talk. We see each other when we need to see each other. So, I mean, there's a lot of exasperation in the situation, and you may just need to just sort of pull back and do some things, you know.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'll try to do
that.
So
there's not harmony yet. Yeah, there's not harmony yet. But remember, you know what's going on in your scenario with him, and you just need to sort of remember what's happening and try not to let your ego take over.
Yes, I'll try that. The last time he had texted me, he was mentioning things like he was trying to stop doing some things or whatever to kind of, I guess, show, like, to me that things would be more solid, or it could be more solid between us. But I just didn't really feel like that. So when you said, like, he was sneaking around, I don't know if he has decided to kind of take a break from everything because of that other party, or if it was, you know, just something that he decided to do, or if it was for, you know, for us or anything. I wasn't really sure about that.
Well, just, I know that this is, you know, you're living this situation, and this is a scenario that is extremely close to your heart. But if you just really, really try not to get so caught up in the details, the truth of the matter is that when he has his own place, or if, you know, he was capable of taking care of himself, then blah, 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 blah.
Right.
So just try not to get caught up in the details and get frustrated with the details, because the details of the situation are so blatantly what's, you know, what the problem is. You know what I mean? So just focus on getting your job, focus on getting your place to live, and then at that point, when you guys can actually, you know, when he can leave his situation and come be with you, then there you go. But then you're going to have to deal with the other stuff. So remember, this is a situation that just seems like it's just on and on and on and on and on. But I don't want you to feel negative by that statement, but I just want you just to, you know, we got to be honest with ourselves, because that's the only way that we keep from going crazy in situations like you have.
Okay, well, I'll definitely try not to cause any more conflict or, you know,
Any
more fuel to the fire.
Keep it simple.
Yeah.
Okay, dear. Okay.
Thank you.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, this thing is not wanting to go to hold. You there?
I certainly am.
Awesome. I love it when you're there.
I was talking to Joel.
No, you go on.
I was talking to the author, Neil Sanders, the other day, online, and just ordered two of his books if anybody's interested in mind control. He's actually got two books. Your Thoughts Are Not Your Own, Volume 1 and 2. If you go to Neil Sanders' Mind Control website, you can order them off there, so I've got them to read. He's actually got a problem with his back at the moment, so I'm going to get in contact with him again and ask him if he wants me to do any distance healing on him. You know, if he's open-minded to that, maybe I can sort that out for him, but some more books I need to read. A lot of books, a lot of information to get through. So, anyway.
What?
In the newspaper a couple of weeks ago. Actually, a photograph here in the Daily Mail. A shocking picture that shows two on-duty carers asleep in £580-a-week home for the elderly after turning off elderly patients' alarms so they wouldn't be disturbed. Obviously, you can't see the picture here, but this picture shows the moment two carers were apparently found asleep after allegedly unplugging the alarms of elderly patients so they wouldn't be disturbed. I'm not going to read out their names because... You want to try?
No, thank you. That's okay.
Because are accused of falling asleep during their 9 to 7 a.m. night shift at Westlands Care Home near Milton Keynes. Aylesbury Crown Court was told that care home manager Selena Bauhard and a colleague took the picture during an unannounced 3 a.m. check. Ajala, 56, from Milton Keynes, and Ofe, 41, from Derby, denied 19 counts of ill treatment or neglect of a person who lacks capacity between January 11th, blah, blah, blah. And I mean, it's sort of a bit, the prosecution told the jury the pair disabled alarms and put extra incontinence pads on the patients so they could sleep and wouldn't have to get changed, not have to change their soiled garments. No paperwork was filled out, which they were required to do in a night log, the jury was told. The care home sisters were allegedly discovered fast asleep in lounge armchairs on August 19th with a fan heater running by that care home manager, Selena Ballard. The home run by St. Andrew's Care Home Limited charges £580 a week per patient. Mrs. Moore told the hearing that mats were placed at the side of the residents' beds, which would set off alarm if they fell. However, the prosecution says 11 of the mats have been disabled, so if the residents have fallen in the night, no alarm would be sounded. It's pretty messed up. You get your elderly parents paying £580 a week, and they're just putting extra incontinence pads on them and moving them pads out of the way to send them falling out. But they could have fallen out of bed or something. And, you know, and they're just sitting there turning the stuff off and having a sleep.
Wow.
Water dating back 3 billion years may give us clues to the origins of life, but it tastes terribly salty, says the scientist who tried it.
They drank it?
Well, it'd be my first thing I'd do. I'd be like, whoa, this 3 billion year old water, I'm going to taste that. Shizzle. ground force. Yeah. Groundwater found bubbling up from nearly 2 miles beneath the surface of Canada may predate the emergence of multicellular life, but it certainly doesn't taste great, a leading scientist has claimed. A joint British and Canadian team discovered the ancient pockets of water, which they say are like trapped time capsules cut off from the surface for as long as 3 billion years. But Barbara Sherwood, Lola, an earth sciences professor at the University of Toronto, who has studied in the water, has described the water as tasting terrible after feeling compelled to take a sip. The water could be some of the oldest on the planet and may even contain life, the researchers claim, as it contains an abundance of chemicals known to support organisms in the absence of sunlight. So it's like it contains life. She swallowed all that life into her belly. Next thing you know, she has like the whole evolution going on inside her stomach. She's like a monkey crawling out of her mouth.
It's Prometheus all up in you. Oh,
yeah.
My gosh.
Like, whoa, look at this really old water. Mmm, taste that.
It's awful. It's absolutely awful.
Oh, it's so bad. That's a bad idea. I guess Bianca Man came to mind then. Walking down the street, milk, why don't I choose milk? So what? Milk is a bad choice.
Oh, I can't wait for Anchorman 2. I can't wait till we watch it.
Seen the trailers?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, no doubt. The Grand Theft Auto gameplay trailer was out before. That was pretty cool. Now then, what's next?
Well, we do have some callers. We're going to take, we're going to play a song, and we're going to take calls from 770 and 727. And we're going to take those calls, and then we're going to come back, and we're going to run our mouths a little bit more about magic. And I hope some people have some things they want to ask, because that's the topic for real. And that was not any particular accent. It was just me yawning and talking at the same time. So I don't want any insults about how I sounded dumb.
Please. How's that hole you're digging yourself in?
It's nice and warm.
If it takes three men an hour to dig a hole, how long would it take one man to dig half a hole?
An hour?
No.
No?
No.
2 days?
No.
I don't have an answer.
You can't dig half a hole. Yeah.
There are so many people in Brazil. I was just thinking about that. How many people do you think there are in Brazil?
A Brazilian?
That was so stupid.
Pretty hot.
Okay. Remember, this is Broken Earth Radio. If anybody wants to give us a call, 347-215-8421. Our topic today is magic. And if anybody wants to do some, or if anybody wants to talk about it, or if anybody wants to whatever, that's what we're talking about. But I want to take a little bit of a break. I want to stop talking for just a few minutes, and I want to play this song that Theo gave me because he's awesome. This is Broken Earth Radio, and we'll be right back.
Oh, Tune in to Broken Earth on blogtalkradio.com, 2 p.m. Central Time, 3 p.m. Eastern Time, and 8 p.m. in the UK.
Broken Earth.
Hi, my name is Aaron, and for the past 3 years, my trusted guide and friend, Nunu, has helped me along the journey of change and growth. Her sincerity and clear insights have brought new understandings and developments to my life. I am proud to know her, to be her client, and to have her support in my life. Thank you, Nunu.
Hello, my name is Marissa from Power of You. Love, money, hope, security. Contact me for personalized spell packets. I'm a practitioner of enlightened down-home conjure. Just email us at powerofyoupracticalmagic@gmail.com. Again, powerofyoupracticalmagic@gmail.com.
Oh, hello, welcome back to Broken Earth. You, like, made some kind of signal to me, but your camera froze up, so it just, like, you were having some weird head twitches going on. Anyway, you're listening to Broken Earth. Here we are, you're doing Bill.
The best is on the mic.
You're going to recite on the mic like David Icke.
I was just wishing that I was, like, you know, just rapping and just, you know, just able to go at it, like, you know, and I just don't do that. And so.
Or freestyle.
If whatever it's called, I'd just be stuttering and going, you know, yeah.
Wow. We have to start off with yo. Yo.
You sound like a joke.
It's because I am.
You know, what I mean is that you sound like somebody's telling a joke.
Isn't that what people say when you can't freestyle? Did you go, joke, 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 joke? Oh, no, that's joke, isn't it? Sorry.
I don't know. You just completely just gotten in that hole with me that I was digging earlier.
What? Rephrase that, please.
Let's take a call.
All right, good idea.
770, this is Broken Earth Radio. How can we help you?
Hello. My name is Maddie.
Hello.
I'm the first-time caller. Thank you for taking my call. I was listening to your talk about magic, and I had a few things running across my mind. I thought, oh, my God, magic. Yes, I have a question about this thought came across my mind. I'm talking to someone since August of last year. It'll be a year this August. And he came by my home the first time back in May. And when he showed up, he had an odor on him like it was oil or something strange. It's like, it was offensive. And I thought, in my mind, did he do that because this is our first time visiting my home? Or because this is not the man that over the phone talking with him, I thought he was a man that loved to smell good, nice cologne on. But it's like it was put on purpose and he had been working with oil or a car. I don't know. But it was a thought that came across my mind. Did he do that on purpose?
Would just cover himself in cologne?
No. Had that odd odor. It was an odd odor coming on, and it was like it was kind of loud too, but not loud, but was loud enough for me to take note of it. Like, and you know, some people. And I thought maybe he did it because this was his first time visiting my home, and maybe some people, who knows what people do to back you off if you're trying to do anything to them.
Right.
Maybe it's just pheromones.
Yeah.
I mean,
it could be. I mean, honestly, now there's a way. I'm going to look at this in a different way, but what Bill was trying to say is that it could be just the way that he naturally smells just really repulses you. Like, you know,
I don't think so.
Have,
I really don't think so.
You don't think that it was his natural scent?
No.
Okay. Because, I mean,
no.
Okay.
This was like it was like a odor of some kind of, that's the only way I can explain it, like an oil, like some kind of odor, like a chemical or oil or whatever.
Hold on just a moment. I'm going to see what he's, if he's, you know, if he's like, you know, hold on just a moment. I'm going to see what I'm hearing about this. Okay. There he is. He's sitting in between. Well, from what I'm seeing here, I think it's the scent. Like, whatever he's wearing just isn't agreeable. Was he wearing patchouli or anything like that?
No, I know patchouli because I have that. No. It was nothing nice. I know, you know, maybe it was what he, I don't think so. I really don't know because.
I'm not seeing him trying to wear anything that's going to turn you off or push you away. I mean,
okay.
It just literally looks like this is what, you know, whatever he's wearing.
Maybe he has
four tones.
Like maybe he had been working on
something like that.
I had been working on some equipment, and maybe that was the odor that was on him. You know, I think he was here repairing lawnmowers or something for his brother, and maybe that was the odor that I was smelling.
Yeah, I mean, it just looks like whatever was going on with him, it just looks like it's just, you know.
On his clothes.
Honestly,
yes.
It just says it's just what he was. Yeah, it's nothing that was being done deliberately to push you off or push you away.
I didn't want to think so, but you know, on the other hand, you never know.
Right. I mean, it's true. You never do.
I think he had been working on his brother's lawnmower or whatever. I thought about that too. I said, but I didn't say anything. I just kept it to myself. And to this day, I've never said anything.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Well,
pulls the seats into his clothes or something. Mm-hmm. So next time, make sure he leaves them at the front of the door before he comes in.
Take off your clothes.
Get in the shower. Well, I probably won't see him again until October. Well, hopefully I'll see him again in October. He doesn't live in the same state that I live in, and hopefully he'll be coming to visit, you know, in October.
Right.
Then I will. But now that I look more. Focusing it more closely, I think it has to do with him. He was working on some equipment, and that was the odor, probably from whatever he was doing. You know, guys work on cars, and they have that odor on them.
Yeah, Bill always stinks after work.
It's 1890.
I'll ask you another question. Do you have time for another question?
Sure. What's your other question, dear?
Another question I had going through my mind also, I was told that I'm divorced, and I was told that the woman that my husband is married to sent some energy, like called the hot foot. That was the reason I divorced him. You know what? And the reason I'm asking, and when I was told that, I have always wondered why all of a sudden it came in my mind, I want to leave, I want to get a divorce. I often thought, why? And I was told that she sent some energy my way and gave me the hot foot, and now she has them. And it was right after I got a divorce, she was with him. And it was the same year. It was the same year, matter of fact. And so can you see that?
Well, you know, seeing magic and all that kind of thing, at least for me, it's going to take more than just that. I can believe it, but, you know, I'm not sure if that's even something I would even be able to see at this point, because there's actually something physical that I have people do so we can see if there's something that's been done to them, you know. So, but at this point, it could be worn off. But I'll just give you what you can do. Just to see, I mean, like I said, it may be too late, but if you get yourself just like a shot glass and put some sea salt in it and just name that glass for him, just basically say, I want to see what's going on with him, or, you know, what's going on between me and him, if there's anything that's been done against me and him, and just set that up. I mean, but the thing is, though, is that if you want to rectify it, that would probably be the only reason you would do that. If you're really just done with him, then I wouldn't even worry about it anymore.
No, I'm really just done. I'm really just done with him. I was only curious because when it first happened, when it was all new, I did think of that. That was one of the things that came across my mind. So I was reading one of Eggie Casey's books, and I decided that spirit led me to take a salt bath with some apple cider vinegar, and I stayed in that bath maybe 20 minutes to a half hour, and I kid you not, I was so amazed how black my water was.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I was like, oh my
salt
God.
That salt, I'm telling you, salt is something. It does stuff. It's a purifier. It's one of the most important ingredients in magic is salt. And there's a lot of things that, you know, you hear about people that are like, you need to use this and do that and do this and that. I don't know about all that stuff. I mean, I know about a lot of things, but I'm just saying that I don't really know about, you know, using 100 different types of herbs and cooking them up and all that. I mean, because there's just so much that you can just do with salt. And also,
yeah,
there's just so many things that you can do with words. But I know that everybody is different. You know, we all have magic in different ways, but, you know, and some people are natural magicians and some people need more of a kick to it. So, but yeah, that salt, I'm telling you, salt is something that is, yeah, it's going to hit a lot of stuff for you.
So you're saying the reason my water was so black, the salt was pulling out all the toxins.
It was pulling out all that stuff. Not only is it pulling out toxins from you, but it's also pulling out all that, you know, anything that was being thrown at you. So that's why I'm saying at this point it might be difficult to see if anything was done back then right now. But the thing is that just getting you a nice salt regimen going now, it's going to help you see when something's coming your way, because based upon how that salt looks, I mean, I can tell if something's been put on you, if money's coming, if whatever, you know, if you know, just whatever, just based upon how that salt looks, we can tell, you know, what's going on with you. Seriously.
You mean the salt look or the water?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Both of it together, because, you know, but like I said, just get you a nice regimen of like, get you a shot glass, put about a quarter of an inch of salt in it, put water in it, stick it somewhere where you can't knock it over, but you can see it, like, up in your kitchen window. And when things start to change, and trust me, you'll know, you know, you can get in touch with us on Facebook, or if you wanted to call the show back, or if you wanted to have something more private done, we do, you know, we do, this is what we do, okay? But you know, just get in touch with us and we can kind of tell what's going on with you.
Where are you located? Where are you located?
Bill is in the United Kingdom,
uh-huh.
And I am currently in Tennessee.
Oh, Tennessee. So, I'm in Georgia. Georgia.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
So I remember that. I'm going to take the shot glass and put about fourth cup. You say about, what did you say, the shot glass, put sea salt in it, about fourth of a cup?
About a quarter of an inch.
About a quarter of an inch.
Depends on how big your shot glass is. But just put about a quarter of an inch in there and put some water in it.
And so I take that glass and I put energy into that salt and set it somewhere so it won't be knocked over?
Right, and just basically say, this is for me, you know, this is here to protect me, or this is to, you know, to warn me of anything that's coming, and then, you know, there you go.
Okay. All right. So simple. And what do you think of salt in hip? What do you think of salt in the herb hip salt?
I'm trying to remember what it's for. I know that it was used biblically a lot for cleansing. Was it for cleansing sacred places or something like that? And it's also, I mean, I really, honestly, I don't use it. I use cinnamon. And I don't bother with sage either. I use cinnamon a lot, yeah.
Oh, cinnamon.
But yeah, I know that it's like it's something that is, it's from back, you know, the hyssop is, it's a cleansing thing.
Yes.
I just have things that work for me and they're easy for me. And I like to be able to just go into the kitchen and just whip something out and just, there you go. You know,
because I was told, because the reason I asked, I was told to take the cinnamon, I mean, the hyssop and the salt bath for 3 days in a row, and but you said get me a good salt regimen going. And how often? Once a month? Once a week? Once every 2 weeks?
Whenever the salt changes. And right, and then plus, like, you know, like I said, just get in touch with us and let us know what's going on, and we can kind of tell you what we see, and then you'll know to, like, you know, change it out too.
Okay. All right. That might be a nice field trip to come visit you in Tennessee since I'm in Georgia.
We're planning on you know, we're trying to get it together, but next summer we're planning on doing some, like, New Orleans type thing and, like, you know, just going to some different places. So we're going back on tour next summer.
Wonderful. That sounds exciting.
Yeah.
That sounds exciting, yes.
Yeah.
Well, I need to get more serious about this because I've always been kind of nonchalant, you know, like, you know, I didn't know whether it was real or not, but I have always heard my father say, if you believe in it, yes, it was real. And so I think a lot of things was thrown at me when I was married, yes. I think a lot of,
because
why, now I look back and I said, that's why the water was so damn black. And I did about 3 or 4 baths during that period, you know, and I did help myself. Obvious, I helped myself a lot, not even realizing it, kind of nonchalant about it, but yes. But anyway, it was such a interesting topic.
Yeah.
You
guys, okay. Well, thank you for listening, Maddie.
I will. I like to continue to listen.
Okay, dear. Okay, we'll talk to you soon, dear. We'll talk to
you soon.
All right,
then. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Did you want to say something real quick before I take another call?
No.
But the hot foot, what she's talking about, that hot foot is a term that's used for somebody who, if they're hot, to get out of one relationship into another.
I thought she was saying hot flicks. was like, Netflix? Is that like Netflix, but like
for
version?
You know it is. You know what it is. You're just, you know, you're just getting in that hole we're digging.
Half a hole.
Where you're getting in half the hole.
Digging
oh
half
my gosh,
hole
that
just
sounds so awful. Okay.
Moving on.
Let's take this caller. We're going to be talking to, oh my gosh, it is so hard to tell. We're going to be talking to 856. 856, this is Broken Earth. How can we help you?
Hello.
I guess they're gone. Okay, we're going to be talking to 831. 831, this is Broken Earth. How can we help you?
Well, I'm learning lots from you guys today. This is wonderful.
Hello.
I have a wonderful beau in my life, and he just came back from a business trip, and I saw him looking at rings, and we've been talking about long trips together. I'd like to know what's going on, and I'm unemployed, so I need a job.
Okay. Well, let's think, what do you think that you'd want to know the answer to the most?
Oh, my honey.
Okay, all right. Hold on just a moment, dear. Hold on just a moment. And what do you want us to call you?
My name is Lily.
Lily? Okay. All right. Okay, hold on just a moment. Let's see. Here. Okay. Okay. Now, this is the deal. Is there anything particular going on around the third week of September?
Third week of September? No.
Yes.
Not that I
no,
know.
No, not
of.
In particular? Okay.
No.
Around the third week of, I believe it's the third week of September, but I'm kind of like, let me try a different time for you too. What about the first week of August?
School starts.
Nothing special?
My no. Children's school starts. I want to get a job in forensics around that time. Nothing between him and I. Oh, third week.
Okay, all right. Yeah.
I'm thinking.
I really feel like
he has another business going on the third week of September.
Okay. Well, see, the thing is around there's something. I'm just my timing. I feel like my timing is going to be a little funky because there's so many points here where it looks like he could be talking to you about marriage. And my question is, what is he going to do with that ring? And it actually looks like he may give it to you around that point, around the third week of September. Like, that's actually what looks like it's the engaging. You know what I mean? Like he's going to be, you know, proposing to you. And it really does look like he's going to do that. It's more than just a gift because it looks like it's our guides are calling it the agreement and then the new beginning. You know what I mean? So that's what's up. So I mean, it's your situation with him actually looks like it's flowing really well. Then about maybe 6 or 7 months from now, there's going to be some other awesome stuff going on with you guys because it looks like you guys may be in the same place with each other at that point. So I mean, everything is going with him really well. I mean, I feel really good about this relationship to be honest with you.
So.
Yeah. No, this is good, Lily. This is nice. This is good stuff.
I don't want to use the word twin flame or soulmate, but I waited 8 years.
Don't even do that to yourself. Don't do that to yourself.
Yeah. It just has clicked, and we've been inseparable since. So, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So what does the gentleman have to say?
I think he's looking around trying to figure out what.
I was actually looking at an article for the next segment, but what do I think?
I couldn't hear you, sir.
Hello?
Yeah.
Hello?
You there?
Hello?
Oh, sorry, everything's frozen up. I'm here, yes. I think it's going to cut off.
Is it going to cut off? Oh, crap.
Yeah, but I think we're going to lose the I think so, yeah.
Okay, could you give me a quick message?
Let me try to, hold on,
What does Spirit say about me and my future here?
Bill?
Okay.
Oh, poop.
Hello? Yes, I'm here.
You're here?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay.
I can hear you, yes. I think there must be some sort of delay going on.
Yeah, there is. There is. Oh, crap.
It's Mercury.
So what's going on?
Bill, what does Spirit have to say about my future?
This whole thing. I think we've lost the... Bill, we've lost
the show?
No, we haven't lost the show. I've just lost the studio on part of this thing.
Is it cut off?
I'm currently on. It says that you guys are still on.
No, I've lost the I've lost that whole screen. Oh, my gosh. This is obnoxious. Okay.
So, no, what's going on? Are we still on the air?
We're still on.
Can
we're
you
still
hear
on.
Me?
It's...
All right. Yes, I can hear
you. Can you hear me? Okay. All right.
Okay. All right. Okay, I think, you know, I've got this thing back. I've got it back. It's back.
I can see you on.
She's asking if you have anything that you wanted to tell her.
But if
you guys have a relationship?
Yes.
I mean, just give me a moment. I can obviously tell that you're very happy with this relationship and you're excited about the future of this relationship. You're very much in love with this person, I can tell that. And I still believe that there's something around September's going to happen. I don't know whether it's going to be with... is anybody there still?
Hello? Hello?
Yeah, I'm here. I can hear.
Oh, gosh. It's like the calls are just dropping. They're like I don't know. I can't tell if people are hanging up or if the calls are just.
Was that who were we just talking to then? What number was that?
Wait a minute. Is she Lily? Lily? She said now I just got cut off 831.
That's 831.
Yeah.
Anyway, I was gonna say around about that time, I feel as if maybe perhaps gonna be going away somewhere, and is maybe gonna give the ring to you while you're away on holiday or something. But either way, it seems very positive, this relationship. So.
Yeah.
I think it's a good thing by the sound of it.
Let's take a break, okay? Because I gotta get this stuff fixed up and
fix the scratch off and.
Yeah, and Eden's coming here. Well, I think that she's coming here to ruin our day.
Again.
She said she's coming here to listen. To her scoldings. Okay.
All right, do you want to play a song? We'll get ourselves situated.
Get ourselves situated. Okay. Sorry about that, everybody. Everything's just kind of just blowing up over here. We'll be right back. This is Broken Earth Radio. We got about 20 minutes left, and we got quite a few callers in the queue, so we got to keep our questions very short and very simple. Okay. But we'll be right back. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
Welcome back. Sorry about the technical difficulties. Hopefully they're all ironed out. So just said they got kicked off twice from the queue.
Weird.
So hopefully we're going to take some callers quickly before we get to the end of the show.
Right. Yeah. Okay.
I mean, 99% of the time it's Blog Talk Radio messing things up for us. But
right now it's Eden.
Yeah. Sean. Sean the non-believer. Anyway.
She doesn't, yeah, she doesn't think that, anyway, you know, you got to talk to her, please. Anyway. Okay, so let's talk to 928. 928, this is Broken Earth Radio. How can we help you today?
Yes, hi, my name is Elfine.
Elfine?
Elfina?
Elfina. Nice to meet you, Elfina. What's your quick question today?
I'm wondering if Ryan will ever commit to me.
You want to know if Ryan will ever commit to you?
Yes, like as in marriage and children.
Okay, hold on just a moment, dear. What we're going to do, dear, is we're going to keep this simple. Okay, we're trying to keep this as simple as possible because remember, as long as there's a will, there can be a way. But we're just going to see with the way everything's going, if he's going to, and we're going to try to gauge to see when it will be. Okay, but hold on just a moment. All right, dear, this is the deal, okay? Now, I can see tons of stuff here that can be fixable, but right now, no. Okay, now, and I'm going to tell you why, but like I was saying earlier, things are always fixable, but basically it looks like you don't want to do these things right now, and I'm not trying to be flippant. Please forgive me when I say this, because I always want to tell people yes. But it just looks like that's not what he wants to do. And there's a point here very soon where I see him starting to go back into this place where he's socializing a lot and, you know, we're getting into a really frustrating area, okay? So this is the deal. I don't want you to just hear what I said and take it for face value necessarily. Like I said, there's always a will. Where there's a will, there's a way. But there is a place in his life where I do see him ready, but I see it in it being in about 5 years, okay? And I think that's probably going to give
like
you
within this year that we will be married. I think that's what I honestly feel.
Okay, well, I want you to trust your gut. I want you to trust your gut, okay?
Okay.
And just trust your gut, like I said, and we'll see. We'll see. But, you know, this year is going to be over in about 5 months.
Yeah, okay. Like, I honestly, like, think that, like, he will propose, like, he will get
okay.
it in his head
okay.
that after all these years he wants to be with me, so.
Okay, okay. We'll see what happens, dear. And, you know, let us know. Let us know. We, you know, we want to hear good news. We want to hear good news. Okay, sweetie? But that's what I see.
Yeah.
And you just, you can take it or leave it. It's all good. Okay?
No, I think
thanks,
you're probably talking,
Elfina,
about a different relationship.
Elfine, thank you for listening. We got to talk to somebody else. Okay, sweetheart? Have a good one, dear.
Yeah.
Okay. Bye-bye.
See.
This is Broken Earth Radio. How can we help you?
Hello, Nunu and Bill. Eric calling. How are you doing?
Hey.
Hi.
What's your question, sweetheart?
Okay. I'm curious whether a friendship hopefully will turn into a relationship with Victoria, and if I'm holding on too much on that, or, and you know, whether it's going to be somebody else coming my way, and when do you basically see that happening?
Okay, dear. All right. Let's focus on Victoria and you. Okay,
sure.
We've only got about 10 minutes left to the show. So we're going to see, what we're basically doing is we're just focusing on you and Victoria.
Sure.
Hold on just a moment. Well, you know, she definitely does look like she's a friend. She really does look like she's a friend. You know, there's a time period here. I want you just to focus on, like, the next 2.5-3 months, okay?
Okay.
And it's really important for you just to focus on that time period there, because it actually, what I'm actually seeing, sweetheart, is, I mean, she does like you. She does. She cares about you. That's all good. But I just see that you guys are really friends. And over the next 2.5 months, I think this is something that you're actually going to really, really get. And I'm not seeing her not in your life at all. But I see a return of someone from her past that kind of seems like, I think you know what I'm talking about, too. That during that time, yeah. And that situation there is going to kind of, I think it's going to exhaust you. And you're going to be kind of like, okay. All right, I get it. But remember, I don't ever want anybody to feel like they shouldn't be doing something just because it doesn't work out the way they want it to. Because life is about experience, right? It's about experience. So, you know, just because I'm not saying yes, I don't want you to feel like, you know, it's all against you, you know, because it's not. But I'm going to tell you this. I'm going to tell you this, and this is something that I think is actually pretty cool. I do see you. And it's not within this calendar year, but it's still within this life cycle. It's around February or March. I actually do see you kind of colliding with somebody pretty cool, okay? And that's something that I really do think is going to be something better for you. But, you know, just focus on the next 2.5 months with you and Victoria, and I think you'll see what I'm talking about, all right?
All right, all right. Thank you so much.
Okay.
Appreciate it.
Thank you so much, Eric, for listening, okay?
Okay.
All right.
You take care. Bye-bye.
Thanks for calling.
Okay.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You.
Bye.
Okay, we got 856. 856, this is Broken Earth Radio. How can we help you?
Yeah, hi. I was wondering, this is Laura. I'm looking for a job,
Laura.
And I was wondering, hi, if you can pick anything up about where, when, what kind of company, you know,
right.
Anything about
okay.
A job.
All right, sweetheart. And you're scouring the earth looking for a job, searching high and low. Hold on just a moment. July, work. At the end of August, we've got work. You, oh, geez, it's here. It's actually not the very end of August. I'm actually seeing it being around, I'm sorry, it's September. You got to forgive me about that. I've had to readjust because we just changed the months. But it's around the end of September, okay? Now, this
end
is the deal.
September.
the end of September, not August, September. But maybe we could get you going faster if with us seeing where you'll be headed to. But there's two different layers here to you at the time. You're going to be carrying a sword, and your cups are upside down. So what that means, sweetheart, is swords can represent management. They can represent structure, discipline. And with your cups upside down, it means that you will be revealing information. So if you were doing auditing, if you were doing something that has to do with, you know, keeping records or files, like in a doctor's office, this is you know, something administrative is what it looks like you should be looking at. But like I said, it looks like it's happening around the end of September. So maybe if we get you geared in the right direction faster, you know, there you go. All right?
Okay. Yeah.
Laura, we have about four minutes left, so let's keep it simple, okay, dear? But, and I'm sorry to rush you. I really am. I don't mean to be rude, but we have another caller, and we have to close our show out. Okay, but thank you so much for listening, sweetheart. All right, thank you.
Bye.
Everybody, remember, you can find us on Facebook. It's Broken Earth Radio, or you can find me, Psychic Nunu, and we also have a site. The links are all posted on the page, on the banner page, where things scroll past, if you want to have a real in-depth reading. But these calls on the show are really about, you know, samples. So hold on just a moment. Let's get 831. I think this was somebody we lost. 831, this is Broken Earth. How can we help you?
Yes, I was the one. This really was lost when you guys did the transitions there. I just wanted to know, I am very happy. Yes, I am in love, and he feels the same way for me.
Yeah, you're fine.
It certainly seems that way, especially if he's looking at rings for you.
Right.
I mean, he obviously wants to seal the deal, right?
Well, that was my question. He is going on a business trip with his ex-partner, and I have to tell you, my little jealousy is flaring a little bit there. I just wanted some confirmation.
Yeah, you're going to be all right there. Just, you know, sometimes, you know, we get a little jealous here and there. You know, just when we want time with someone that we care about, you know, we get a little jealous here and there. Sometimes I get jealous of Bill's nephew because he's a baby, and I want that. I'm just kidding. But
so there's no reason for my jealousy with his ex relationship
Okay. Right.
Okay.
Right. And but you know, it's he cares about you, and that's all you can do anyway. Is just really deal with what you've got at hand. You know what I mean? So just be the best you as possible, because that's what he fell in love with, and there you go.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
I appreciate it.
All right, dear. Thanks for calling us back in, and thanks for being so understanding, and you have a great one.
Oh, not
okay?
a problem.
And let us know when everything starts happening, okay?
I sure will.
All right, dear. Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. I cannot believe we got every call in. This is the first time. We did it.
That's it works pretty well though.
Yeah.
I was going to talk about the Atacama humanoids, but that's going to wait till next week. It's quite a lot that I've got to read through from the Nexus magazine, so I'll have to cover that next time.
Sabotage. Just kidding. Not a sabotage. We're going to be able to close the show out properly, which is pretty awesome. Remember, we're going to be having so much stuff to look forward to over the next coming weeks. I'll be talking with, you know, a couple of people that have their paranormal businesses getting started, and we'll have lots of information for, you know, people that may be interested in taking cool vacations. You know, maybe even some of these places will be in your area. You know, like I was telling somebody earlier, we're talking about doing some pretty awesome stuff ourselves next summer, and I really, really, really want to manifest this so it'll happen. I mean, it can happen. It's honestly, you know, we got everything we need. We just have to just put the time together to do it. So, I mean, I think that'll be a whole lot of fun, and we can see some people face-to-face if they want to, you know, meet us. And that's, I think that'll be cool, don't you?
Uh-huh.
Great. Are we digging a hole?
Don't know. If anybody wants to get in contact with me personally, my personal email address. That is Bill Doyle, that's D-O-Y-L-E, at live.com. So hit me up.
Or you can also reach us on Facebook, and we also have our site. Remember, they're posted on the banner page. But, yeah, just, you know, give us a call and or give us a look up, rather. Give us a look up on there, and we'll, you know, we can do a reading. We do over the phone. We do on Yahoo, Skype, whatever. You know, it's just what we do. But we're going to close the show out properly today. I'm excited about being able to do that. We haven't done that in a while. But thank you guys for listening, and thanks everybody in the chat room, and thanks for everybody who was calling in. And we'll see you next Tuesday, 2 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Eastern, and 8 p.m. UK. Do it, Bill. Do it.
What am I doing?
Broken Earth.
Oh, Broken Earth.
Oh, my gosh. I can't believe you don't remember that. You must be asleep.
What?
You must be tired.
Tune in to Broken Earth. In the UK.
See you guys next week.
Go placidly amid the noise and the haste, and remember what peace there may be in silence. As far as possible, without surrender, be on good terms with all persons. Speak your truth quietly and clearly, and listen to others, even to the dull and ignorant. They too have their story. Avoid loud and aggressive persons. They are vexations to the spirit. If you compare yourself with others, you may become vain or bitter, for always there will be greater and lesser persons than yourself. Enjoy your achievements as well as your plans. Keep interested in your own career, however humble. It is a real possession. Exercise caution in your business affairs, for the world is full of trickery. But let this not blind you to what virtue there is. Many persons strive for high ideals, and everywhere life is full of heroism. Be yourself, especially do not feign affection. Neither be cynical about love, for in the face of all aridity and disenchantment, it is as perennial as the grass. Take kindly the counsel of the years, gracefully surrendering the things of youth. Nurture strength of spirit to shield you in sudden misfortune, but do not distress yourself with dark imaginings. Many fears are born of fatigue and loneliness. Be under wholesome discipline, be gentle with yourself. You are a child of the universe, no less than the trees and the stars. You have a right to be here. And whether or not it is clear to you, no doubt the universe is unfolding as it should. Therefore, be at peace with God, whatever you conceive Him to be, and whatever your labors and aspirations, in the noisy confusion of life, keep peace in your soul. With all its sham, drudgery, and broken dreams, it is still a beautiful world. Be cheerful. Strive to be happy.